Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Winnie Holzman has had a long and impressive career writing for TV and for the stage, including for this hit musical.
Popular. I know I'm a popular, and with an assist from me to be who you'll be.
This is a scene from Wicked, which debuted in 2003, which was based on a novel by Gregory Maguire about the witches from the Land of Oz. Stephen Schwartz wrote the music and the lyrics, and Winnie Holzman wrote the book for the musical. Holzman is now in Boston for the premiere of her new play called Choice, which opens at the Huntington Theater this Friday, and she's with us now. And Winnie Holzman, welcome to Radio Boston. It's great to have you.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a real pleasure. So tell us about Choice. I gather when we're talking about choice here, this refers or relates to a woman's choice, a woman's right to choose?
It does relate to that to some extent. The play, I think, is about more than one thing, if that's allowed.
That's what we love about plays, right?
Yeah, that's what I love when I go to the theater. I like to have things be complex to some extent. If that's on the menu, that's what I'm interested in sometimes. And in this play, I'm exploring the idea of a woman's right to choose, but I think I'm also exploring the choices we make in our life, in our lives, what it means to make a choice, how that works. And actually, you know, it's funny you played a song from Wicked, because I'm beginning to realize, and I didn't realize this while I was writing Choice, but I'm beginning to realize that there's some thematic connections.
Well, that's interesting. I love talking to artists about thematic connections. I was going to ask you this sort of going along in this interview, because I want to ask you about Choice. You wrote the book for Wicked. You've done TV shows like My So-Called Life, 30-something, going back to the 80s. Is there something that ties all of these projects together?
Well, I don't know about all of them, but I do know that I think when I think about My So-Called Life and Wicked and this play Choice, I think I'm interested in moments when people come into their own and realize who they really are, as opposed to who the world has been telling them they are, and when they kind of stand in their own truth. And my play Choice is again partly about that. You know, it's hard to talk about something that you're watching unfold. I mean, I've been rewriting it every day for a few weeks now. And
well, tell us one more thing and we'll go on, because I understand you don't want to give too much away here. But tell us something about the main character in this play. She's got a great name, Zipporah, right?
Yeah. And her friends call her Zippy.
Zippy.
She's a journalist. And what basically the plot involves her chasing down a story, and that story ends up changing her life and entering her life in a way that she never could have dreamed possible.
Well, it sounds really intriguing. And why Boston? Why did you want to bring this to Boston for the debut?
Well, there's a lot of reasons, but I think it really has to do with the Huntington Theater. You know, they're very well known for developing new work and for nurturing new plays. This is my first actual play that isn't a musical and that I didn't write with my husband. My husband and I wrote a play a few years ago and we had a great time. But this is a play I wrote on my own and it's not a musical. So it has a lot of humor, by the way, but it is funny a lot of the time, but it's not a musical. And so this is my first play, and I needed a place that would support me in, you know, I'm not a kid, obviously, but I still, it's new. It's a new play, and there's a certain kind of thing you need with a new play. You need people who can give you good guidance. You know, you need a place where you can try things out. And the Huntington was that for me.
Hmm. Well, I want to ask you about some of the other work you've done, because you've done a lot. We talked about Wicked to Choice. You've also written for TV, and including the show 30-something and in the hugely popular program My So-Called Life, among others. And it seems like, at least talking about these TV projects, that these characters, and it sounds like Choice as well, all struggle with something, sort of everyday problems that afflict lots of normal people.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm interested in looking at, I guess, going in depth with the ordinary, I think you might even say. And because I think when you go, you know, on the surface, we're all stereotypes, you know, we're all stereotypes in a funny way. And then if you go deeper, we're all so unique and so complex. And then if you go even deeper, we're all the same.
Interesting.
And that's kind of one of the things I not only believe, but I think I try to express.
Let me play a clip. This is from My So-Called Life, which starred Bess Armstrong and a very young Claire Danes, who portrayed a mother and a daughter. It followed the social travails of a group of teenagers. And here's a scene from the pilot of My So-Called Life.
You dyed your hair. Okay. Well, here is some cheese. And there are drinks in the...
Fridge?
Thank you. So... Okay, I'm leaving now. Well, not the house, the room.
She's nice.
Not really.
Shook your hair real calm.
That's just because you two are here.
Yeah, she's nice. That's just because you two were here. So that was Claire Danes playing teenager Angela and Bess Armstrong as her mother in My So-Called Life. So this dealt, a very popular series, dealt with some real serious social issues, including child abuse, homophobia, teenage alcoholism, homelessness, adultery, to name a few. Tell me something about what inspired you to take on this project.
Well, with My So-Called Life, I was really exploring, I think, how we all are kind of grab onto or are forced into identities as teens. Mm. And sometimes those identities, you know, stay with us for much longer than our adolescent years. And the question of identity really interests me, as I was expressing before. And so it was a way for me to explore, you know, what are those identities and what's under them? And, you know, I never thought of it as a show where we dealt with issues. I think I would bring up issues like the ones you were just mentioning, social issues, but I think we tended to deal with them and write about them in ways that were really, at least our hope was to be really, again, I'll use the word complex and not have easy answers. I'm not really into answers. I'm more about
questions
and also bringing people, I mean, giving people an emotional experience.
Mm. I think you did the same thing back in 1987 with the program 30-something, another family relationship drama, right? It, the characters on this show were adults figuring out how to navigate married life with work. So here's another scene from 30-something. This is actress Mel Harris, who starred as Hope Stedman.
It's so easy to be a label. I mean, a wife, a mother. It's easy. Everybody knows what that is.
You go down to that shelter and you see what happens to people when they lose those labels. I mean, where am I in all this?
So this show really tapped into something extraordinary at the time, I think.
Oh, it did. Yeah. I mean, that show, the two men who created that show, Marshall Herskovitz and Ed Zwick, really just had a new thought of what TV could be. And those of us that were allowed, that had the joy to work on that show, we just got to, honestly, it was one of the most thrilling things I could describe, because we really got to just, we were all in our 30s at the time. A lot of us had little kids, I did. And we just got to really write what was happening in our lives and put it on TV. And I think a lot of people related to it for that reason. We were just being really honest.
It's really interesting. Well, very quickly, because we're almost out of time, but, you know, you mentioned about, you were describing about how that program hit a nerve. It was honest. And it made me think about the amazing wealth of TV programs that's out there today, made possible by cable, Netflix, Amazon, other outlets. Do you agree? Do you see this as an amazing time in TV?
I can't believe I'm talking to you instead of catching up on all my... I'm kidding. I mean, the truth is it's overwhelming and kind of intimidating and scary to me. I don't know if other people feel that way. It's a lot of TV, but some of it is really great.
It really, really is. Well, Whitney Holzman, you've contributed to a lot of great TV. She's the creator of many TV shows, including 30-something and My So-Called Life. She's also the writer of Wicked, the musical, and now of the new play Choice, which opens at the Huntington Theater Company this coming Friday in Boston. Whitney Holzman, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Well, that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.